They perish, they perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. A very cheerful greeting to all the listeners of the Mission Trail broadcast. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again by means of radio. This is made possible, of course, by the interest and cooperation of those who have a love for the truth. We do appreciate those who help us support the cost of this work with their offerings and contributions. May God richly reward you many times over again. We do need your prayers and cooperation. I've chosen for a topic, 10 Seconds to Live. You may remember that the book of James, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse tells us, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. How true this is, friends. We know not what tomorrow holds, and it is of utmost importance that we make good use of the time which God has given us. Those who attended the National Camp Meeting of Monarch Springs, Missouri, may recall the message given by Brother Gene Harmon on Saturday, July 20th. Brother Harmon was involved in an auto accident which took the life of his beloved wife, Sister Beulah, on March 28th. I want to share with you a part of his sermon dealing with the brevity of life. Listen now as he spoke to the audience at the National Camp Meeting.
It was only day before yesterday I came into this world. It was only yesterday I came into God's kingdom. It was only this morning I began to realize my years are piling up. It is now I feel I haven't done but a little. Time is entered into this question. It's just time gets away from us so fast that we hardly realize the brevity of time. Now, the messages we've been having here are more or less of a shouting nature, but the thing that I would like to talk about is not so much of a shouting nature, but rather that it might stir our hearts to realize that it's only just a little while since we came into this world, and it'll only be just a little while we're going out of it. And it's a very serious thought to me. It has become more serious in the last few months than I've ever had it in my life. I've learned some things. I could never understand why, as many of you realize, but I have learned some things that we can get out of the worst circumstances of our lives, the loss of those that are close to us, that we can find some things to our profit even in the depths of our sorrow. I've learned some of those things which has helped me to be just a little bit different man in a way. I feel like that there's some things that has come out of this that has drawn me closer to the Lord, and it's put something a little deeper in my heart, especially compassion, which I feel like that is a great need among people today. Amen. Being of a compassionate nature and being of a characteristic that would reach out and sacrifice to the help of somebody else. I realize, especially under the strain that I'm under almost day by day in fighting some things of the enemy, that it's difficult for me to speak before many folks. So I have left it to good ill to other people where I have been. And the Lord has so blessed wonderfully in the preaching of the word that it has given me strength to press the battle on, to fight the good fight of faith, and to lay hold on eternal life. It is Christ within us that's the hope of glory. We have no other way, we have no other means of obtaining life everlasting except Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us and washed us with his own blood. And I'm glad for that this morning. I wouldn't want to make this thing a tedious thing, but because of a good many misconceptions of what happened. And I have determined in my heart to not repeat this a bit more than it's necessary, but this morning it lines up with a few thoughts that I have on my heart, and I feel almost compelled to relate just a little bit of a circumstance which many of you have had firsthand information, with the exception of one difference, and that one difference is what I would like to talk about and relate as something that's akin to the thought of the brevity of life. It was on the 28th of March, in which wife and I headed for Oregon to get there early to do some work, and I won't relate the whole thing, but as we passed Madera, California, we had just been to lunch. My wife had taken a great deal of rest and sleep. And I told her on the road farther that I said that she's going to have to take my place, for I was tired. And she did, and we went on. I take only a short nap, 15 or 20 minutes to the most, usually. And so I suddenly woke up, and I, out of Madera, about, I don't know, a few miles, I asked her if she was tired or sleepy, and she said no. Well, I didn't have any reason to believe that she was, because she had taken quite a lengthy nap. So I just relaxed and dozed off to sleep. And as I did so, I noticed a slight crumbling ahead of me, and I have every reason to believe that there was somebody changed lanes and run in front of her. And when I heard that slight crunching, she said, oh, and that's the last I ever heard of her. But I was wide awake at this time. She hit no car. She pulled out, went around everything, went on up the road a little piece and not very far. There was a exit lane there, and she made a left-hand turn and just kept on turning. And right here is a thought that I have in mind. I want to ask you this question. What would you do if you suddenly realized you didn't have but 10 seconds to live? Now, I have gone over this a number of times in recalculating and stopping in place and seeing the distance, and I have determined that we had just 10 seconds to live. But for some cause or other, I had peace in my soul. I was unable to turn my head. I was frozen, unable to look to see what was going on. All I could see was a curb coming at us at a terrific rate of speed. Evidently, my wife had missed the brake and hit the throttle. But that 10 seconds, that's the thought that I have in mind, just 10 seconds to live. It seems to me today like that if many of us here that are not living up to their full capacity in their love towards God and their fellow man, that they would be stirred at the thought that they didn't have but 10 seconds to live, but you'd find them spending half of that time getting down here to the altar. It becomes a very serious thing in my mind. It has rested upon my heart as the months has gone by. And as I have battled unto death, it seemed like that my very life was going out from me, not so much because of the loss of my wife, but the mystery of it. The 10 seconds there included myself. I was gone too, just the same as death with me. Both of us were gone. There's some mysteries connected with this that I like to refer to as being the direct imposition of the hand of God in it. Because as I was out, as well as her, and as I came to myself, I know not anything how this happened, but I was standing up. And I was at my car door calling Mommy. I called her 2 or 3 times, and I realized that she was gone. And so I noticed the position she's in. I know that it was reported that she was thrown out and the car rolled over, but she wasn't. She was laying down. Now here's the thought that I have in mind that's rested upon my heart so continually that the Lord picked her up and laid her down in the seat just like she'd gone to bed. She was in the front seat in a decent position with her clothes rather decently located and apparently at peace in her soul, just like she had lain down and gone to bed. It was me that was thrown out. I denied that at first, but since I look at it, I see that there's no other way around it. It was me that was thrown out, and when I came to myself, I was standing at the car door. How I ever got up there in my unconsciousness, I do not know. But I realized that we didn't have but 10 seconds to live.
Thank you, Brother Gene, for those sobering thoughts. And friends, why don't you ask yourself the question, what would I do if I only had 10 seconds to live? No doubt you would give more earnest heed to the things that you have heard and the consideration which you should for your soul's welfare. Here now is a song which I hope will be a comfort to you. Under His Wing, the singers are Lynn and Alma Carver, Arnett and Genevieve Carver.
Under His wings I'm safely abiding, though the night deepens and tempests are wild. Still I can trust Him, I know He will keep me. He has redeemed me and I am His child. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever.
This message has been brought under your way today by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If we may be of any help to you, be sure to let us know. Be with us again next Sunday at this same time on this same station for another broadcast. Until then, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
There I am blessed. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever. Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide.